Back to the Movies with Ryan.
Justine.
And lots of guests.
Richard.
Amanda.
And Liz.
Yay. We are going to talk about The Martian on the occasion of Justine's birthday.
Happy birthday. Thank you. Yes.
Pause.
I want to pause.
Sure. Oh, no. Okay, here we go. All right, so The Martian, what is it? Matt Damon, Ridley Scott. Guy goes to Mars, gets left there, he's got to survive. Justine, what do you think?
I liked it a lot. I liked it better than the audiobook, certainly. Very funny.
You listened to like 10 minutes of the audiobook.
I was so frustrated, that's all I could get through. Very funny, very like even regarding storytelling, all the different perspectives. Very tense. A lot of moments were very tense for me, and I was like, I don't know what's going to happen.
Cool.
Liked it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Richard?
I loved it. Best Ridley Scott movie in a long time. He's been phoning it in for a while. This was great. It was very optimistic, which I liked, especially when it comes to space exploration. And Drew Goddard wrote it.
I was surprised by that.
Big fan of him.
Why do we know Drew Goddard?
He's from the Joss Whedon universe.
Cabin in the Woods. Recently.
Cabin in the Woods, yes. Yeah. Oh, I think he had a hand in Cloverfield, too, didn't he?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Maybe.
We'll see.
That's a very possibility. But he did a lot of Buffy, Angel, Firefly. So he's come all the way up to feature films with Cabin in the Woods and The Martian.
Awesome.
So, big fan of his. And, great Ridley Scott movie. Kicks the crap out of Exodus. And, yes.
Amanda.
I liked it. For similar reasons to Justine, I tried to read the book. I got about 50 pages in, and it was way too technical for me. Which I hear it's quite accurate in that regard, but I feel like it was better to see that stuff happening visually because I enjoyed it more as opposed to being like, I don't understand this stuff. So, but I liked it. Probably not as much as everybody else, but I liked it.
Cool.
Ooh, okay.
I know.
Do you have something to say about it that you didn't like?
I don't do well in very intense movies because I get too anxious watching them, and I'm like, I just want to see the happy ending.
So it was too good.
Yeah. So it accomplished its goal, but I was like, where's my happy ending? I'm so nervous. So, yeah.
Okay. Liz?
I liked it. I'm bored. It was really funny, and I liked that there was a portion of the movie where we went away from Matt Damon and we were in this other storyline, but I didn't feel like,
yeah, because otherwise it could have ended up like Castaway.
Yeah, well, it definitely was like Castaway on Mars, but yeah, I liked that they weave those stories together well, so that I wasn't like, but where's Matt Damon? What's happening?
So awesome, yeah. Cool. I liked it a lot. I had trouble with it kind of at first. Am I the only one that's read the book all the way through?
Yes.
Yeah? So one of the things I loved about the book so much was the process, like the minutiae of like all that technical stuff, you know, and like how he figured out how to do certain stuff. Yes, the minutiae or the minutiae. Thank you.
That's one of the words. That's one of the ones. Can't be either.
Yes.
But whatever.
Anyway, and so this movie, of course, glosses over 90% of it, 99% of it, which it has to do because this movie would be like 8 hours long if it didn't. And so it took me a little bit to like settle into that. But where I really kind of got like excited and where they really started to show some of the genius of the character was when he figures out how to communicate with them via camera and he figures out the hexadecimal thing.
That was very
That's where they got a little bit technical there and they demonstrated.
Did they get what they were trying to accomplish with that?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Basically, with hexadecimal, you can make a 26-letter alphabet into 14 letters.
Gotcha.
Right, yeah. Okay. So that was cool. And so in little places like that, they were able to bring in some of that cool process stuff. It definitely captured, like, the humor of the book and the sarcasm of the character. And I thought the stuff with NASA was, they didn't develop those characters as much as the book does. So there were some little things there that I was kind of missing, but, you know, this movie's already 2.5 hours long, so there's only so much you can do. And they definitely, I had some predictions in my head about what obstacles they would skip, and they totally skipped the ones I thought they were going to skip. There's like this giant dust storm that he has to deal with, and at one point the rover flips over. And I was pretty sure, because those definitely happened towards the end of the book, and I was like, this isn't going to make the movie, no way. So, anyway, I really liked it a lot.
I definitely felt the runtime there towards the end. I was feeling a little fatigued, and I was just like, okay, I just want this to kind of be over.
Yeah.
So, or something.
There's something about the very end I could talk about in spoiler territory or after we're done, where they made a choice they probably didn't need to that would have alleviated that problem.
Okay.
I had one stupid technical complaint.
Okay.
Their uniforms are orange, and they're on an orange planet, and they don't need to, like, hide from anybody. They should be wearing blue or something that would contrast so that... I mean, all the safety gear in the world is orange and yellow because it contrasts with the blue and green world that we're on. So all of their safety crap should have been white and blue.
Interesting.
So that you could find it in the middle of a giant red planet.
I never would have thought about that.
So That's cool. Was weird to me.
Also, if I'm being picky, I feel like his hair growth should have slowed down a lot if he was decreasing his caloric intake as
does caloric
much as he was.
Deficit cause you to not grow your hair?
Yep.
Protein deficit.
I wonder. I wonder if there's something to say about the thinness of his beard.
Oh, you know what?
Yeah, it was quite scraggly.
It could also be that kind of creepy thing where your skin recedes to make your hair appear longer. That's
gross.
How fingernails look like they're growing when you're
gotcha.
Dead.
I also didn't know why he was developing a rash all over his body.
Yeah, I was confused about that. Too.
I don't know. That's not really addressed in the book. I would think it has something to do with the fact that he's...
The radiation?
The whole time... No, not the radiation. Although, maybe. But the whole time he's in that... The rover, he's driving... In the book, it's like over 100 souls. In the movie, they say it's 50. But he's in that suit the entire time. He can't take it off. He only has like one extra. And he can't shower. So he's probably just developing, like, sores and blisters from being dirty.
That makes sense.
And, yeah, bed sores, too, yeah.
Ooh.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Nitpicks, Liz? Things you didn't like? No?
Easy to please.
Cool.
This guy.
Did you have some spoiler things to talk about?
So, like, we'll do a little bit of spoiler things. Starting now, if I remember the book correctly... The whole thing about flying like Iron Man is a joke. They don't really do that.
Oh,
they just, because of the way they blow the airlock, they just get close enough for them to kind of get there. And it's actually Vogel, the German guy, that gets into the capsule and grabs him out of it because he's like passed out and almost dying at one point. So it works because it gets Jessica Chastain out into space to get it, and that's. It's kind of like satisfying this guilt that she has as a character.
Sure.
But it also like makes that sequence last like maybe 5 minutes longer than it needs to, which probably made it feel a little bit too
long. No, that part was tense and I liked that part, but the parts leading up to it I just want this to be over. Mm. That part I really liked. I was freaking out. I was like, he's just sticking his head out the top of the capsule.
That
was great.
No, he does that in the book, but it's and let's do that again. No, because he's like passed out the whole time. Yeah, you know, he doesn't do that.
Like, that I was okay with, but, like, okay, so I do have nitpick. I didn't like the
didn't
Iron Man thing, because I was like, whatever, that's ridiculous. Like,
yeah.
There's no...
Yeah, no, he, unless I'm misremembering it, he does not do that in the book.
I guess
but I think
do
it's
that,
a joke.
To make it exciting.
Yeah.
It did make it exciting.
Like the mantra.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we all liked it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, awesome. Everyone says go see it?
Yep.
Yep.
All right, cool. Out.